Into this hour's guest interview segment and our monthly report this morning from Director Angie Bruce with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Director Bruce, good morning. As always, appreciate your time. And I think about this time of year, June, and what a great time to be as part of the Wyoming Game and Fish and just travel the whole state in the month of June. That must be just perfect, right?
Oh, it is, Duke. It definitely is travel season for me. Yesterday I was in Cody. Today I'm in beautiful Sheridan, Wyoming, where I have never seen it greener, especially after those fires. The grass is just super green. So it is a wonderful time to travel. I saw about 4 moose as I went across the Bighorns yesterday. So definitely a great time to be out and about.
Fantastic. You know, I hadn't really had thought about this, but you mentioned being in Sheridan and with those fires. How's the wildlife recovering from those big fires that took place in that area last year? Is everything looking good as far as that goes?
Everything is looking good. Yesterday, we provided a tour to folks regarding our reseeding project and how, for the first time in the state, we did some aerial seeding of sagebrush. Other states have done this, so we learned from them, but it was a great opportunity to work with landowners, work with the county, and see if we can bring back some of that sagebrush. The grass will come back on its own, and definitely saw that yesterday, but seeing some of that sagebrush take hold, that is really encouraging. That'll be the key to keeping the sage grouse and antelope and everything else on the landscape. So lots of good signs out there.
Director Angie Bruce with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department on the weekday wake up this morning. Director, want to ask again about the investigation that continues in that poaching incident that occurred north of Kemmer near Lake Vivanaughton, 12 pronghorn that were illegally shot. Any updates on that investigation?
Yes, thank you for mentioning that, and thank you for talking about this, because getting the word out is so important. The tips are pouring into the game warden there and the Green River office, and we're very fortunate for that. The game wardens are investigating those tips, and they're building a case. So just want to reiterate, if you have any information on that incident that occurred April 26th, to reach out to our Green River office and let them know, because any little bit of information, whether it be a vehicle you sighted or anything, can help build a really strong case. And they're spending a lot of time on it. They're working with local law enforcement as well. And so just really appreciate all those tips coming in.
You know, this kind of incident really just goes to show how important recreational hunting is to those that live in Wyoming, and how important it is to do it correctly to people that live here. And when things like this happens, it really just kind of makes you angry a little bit. And so it's good to hear that some tips are coming in, but it just goes to show how important doing it correctly is.
It definitely is. You know, ethical hunting is so important. I just read a study this morning that talked about, you know, I think it's 75% of the general public in the nation support hunting. But if you dig deeper into that study, it also talks about they support that ethical hunting piece. And so as hunters, to continue gaining that support across the nation for this hobby that we all love and enjoy, it's important to do it right. And so I couldn't have said it better, Duke. It is important. People care and are passionate, but it is also important to our culture and making sure that we have the support from even folks who don't hunt into the future so it can continue.
Well, Director, let's switch gears a little and talk about bear activity. Of course, this time of year, bears are coming out of the high country and starting to see a little more activity in the lower elevations.
Absolutely. So keep your eyes open. And I can't say it enough. You know, as you know, we continue to make a number one priority to get grizzly bears delisted under state management in the state so that we can manage this spread of grizzly bears, but they are spreading. So we will continue until we have them under our state management. We will continue to see bears in places that people are not used to. That makes me the most nervous, is because, you know, if I was a rancher who never had a grizzly bear on my property my entire life, I would not be keeping an eye out for them. But I will tell you, if you are in the western part of the state at all, you should be cognizant and aware, because they're spreading out more and more each year.
Well, we've seen just last year, as you mentioned, over on this side of the state, bears as far south as southern Lincoln County, the reports and sightings of those. And so, I mean, that's well outside of the jurisdiction, if you will, for those animals, right?
Absolutely. It is, definitely. Again, we're aggressively working. We have new leadership to work on getting them under state management, a priority for us. We're working with our congressional delegation, too, because they are places they have not been in people's entire life. So keep an eye out. And if there's any conflict or any worry, give us a call. Let us know what you're seeing.
Director Andrew Bruce, Wyoming Game and Fish on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. One of the great annual events that the Game and Fish hosts across the whole state is Free Fishing Day. That was just this past Saturday. There was a couple of events here in Leakey County, one in Afton, one in Kemmer. What was the turnout like for Free Fishing Day? Was that another success?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it was. Hundreds of kids came out, over 200 in Afton alone. So an incredible event. Free fishing weekend always signals to me as the kickoff of summer. Getting kids exposed and getting families exposed. You know, I was talking to my neighbor boy who went to an event. He's 5 and he was super excited to go fishing for the first time. And he comes from a family that are not, you know, anglers. They're uncomfortable just taking them on their own. So these type of events really educate not only the kids and get them excited, but the whole family and hopefully making it a summer tradition for them.
You know, speaking of fishing, something we've talked about a couple of times is the Commercial Fishing Advisory Board. It sounds like they have a June meeting, correct?
Absolutely. They are actually meeting today in Casper. And if you obviously can't go because you're just hearing about this, you can get on our website or just Google it. You can see our press releases and it is live stream. So they're open to the public. We want to be transparent about the discussion they're having. They had a fantastic first meeting. The regulation is out to talk about how we would license outfitters and guides. Now they're starting to move into what I call the tougher conversation. What regulation may look like into the future. They will be working that out, so then they will have a recommendation back to our commission and back to the legislative committee that had the bill that implemented this advisory committee to say how this should look like going forward. So lots of good work happening. This is a tough one, and it's important to get right. As we know, you know, this isn't a problem that is hurting the fish. This is really a issue about your experience in hunting and how many people should be on a lake or a water system, a river at one time, and what that looks like into the future. So trying to get ahead of something that might be a growing problem.
That begins at 10 a.m. this morning, and you can find a live stream link at the Wyoming Game and Fish website. Director Andrew Bruce this morning. Director, as always, thank you for your time. Anything we missed you'd like to touch on today?
Nope. You know, just real quick, because we're talking about fishing quite a bit, and it is that time of year to get out. And we have a great program with the schools, Trout in the Classroom. Over 70 schools are involved. So if you're interested in having this be part of your curriculum, if you're a teacher between third grade and 12th grade, reach out to us as well. Again, today is all about fishing and getting outside. So I hope everybody takes the opportunity to do that.
Absolutely. That's Director Angie Bruce with Wyoming Game and Fish this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up, live on the SVI Radio Network.